No justice, no peace.
No profiling our streets.
No justice, no peace.
About 100 people, including lawyers and members of the press, were inside U.S. District Judge Shira Scheinlin's courtroom. More were in an overflow room, and hundreds were on various lines at the courthouse, waiting to bear witness to the first of what's expected to be several weeks of testimony in Floyd versus the City of New York, which puts NYPD's practice of stop and frisk on trial. In the back of the courtroom, Jesse Jackson watched the proceedings.
I heard the arguments today in the courtroom, and the New York argument seems to be to justify, not deny. Seems to rationalize, not deny. We do these things because it keeps the city safe. It is unfair, it is unjust, and people have an obligation to stand up and fight back, and we will not give up until we in fact have justice and an even playing field.
Inside the courtroom, the defense points to the work of the Civilian Complaint Review Board, which has been criticized by community organizers as ineffective in addressing the police tactic of stop and frisk.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people.
Inside the courtroom, the defense points to the work of the Civilian Complaint Review Board, which has been criticized by community organizers as ineffective in addressing the police tactic. Outside the courtroom, Brooklyn Council Member Jamani Williams